Yeah, there's no different between a male athlete and a female athlete in terms of their athleticism. They work hard, they train hard, they do incredible things on Absolutely. And off the court in the field. End of story. There's not a mystery there in how to package an athlete. You know, their background stories are different, where they've come from are different. Those are compelling in their own ways. But when you're talking about the athlete in terms of athleticism and what they're doing on and off the field, the court, in the pool, on the floor, in the arena, on the pitch, it's there. It's there. And people want to hear about it. They want to consume it and they want to see it.
And they're new stories.
They are.
Relative to the ones we hear every year. I'm a guy, so I'm wrong about this. I know. But I tend to view this in a generational way. We're not that far removed from Title IX in the U.S. and the implications and the progress that have been made in light of that. But when I go to particularly a collegiate women's sport, I watch the game as a fan, but I'm much more interested in the interactions the players have before and after the game with the kids. And there is such a level of joy and enjoyment, I think, of both the players and the kids, the young girls who are going there with their parents to see a game. The game that I watch this weekend, the event that I see next week, is about those athletes, sure, and the work they put in, yeah. But the sport's going to be different in 20 years because of them and those children that are sitting three rows back watching it. So take your kids to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, athletes talk about athletes that grew up in the era of Title IX. There was a great documentary on HBO that's no longer available, but Summer Sanders, one of the great swimmers for the U.S., said that when she grew up, her idols, her posters on the wall were male sports. But now she realizes that she's in a generation where she is become the role model. She is the poster on the wall for young girls, and she realizes that's a huge thing. And a lot of athletes see that as a responsibility, that they realize that they're the role models, that they're willing to spend time, they're willing to serve in that capacity, and they're willing to interact with kids and say, yes, you can do this. You absolutely can do this. Because as an athlete, to realize that you're a role model, to realize that you're having a positive impact, to realize that you're making an impact on the next generation, at least in that respect, to let a young girl know that, of course, you can do this. Of course you can. It's a really big thing.